Hello, everyone. Welcome to Minghui Radio, bringing you podcasts of stories relating to the persecution of Falun Gong in China, insights and experiences gained by practitioners during the course of their cultivation, special items of interest, and music composed and performed by DAFA practitioners.
The following is an experience-sharing article entitled, Trust Everything to Master, by a fallen DAFA practitioner in China. The English translation was published on Minghui website on December 30th, 2011. I shared with a fellow practitioner yesterday. She wasn't so well educated and didn't use fancy words when speaking. Her most frequently spoken sentences were, trust everything to master, and rectify myself. Although she didn't mention any glamorous Fa principles in her words, these two sentences left me with a strong impression. During the persecution regarding her family tribulations and her handling of issues with her children, she indeed trusted everything to master and rectified her own unrighteous notions at the same time. Every time the situation turned around, all issues were resolved after the tribulations had been overcome. Sometimes the results were exceptional. When this practitioner was detained in the labor camp, her daughter did well in the comprehensive exams for college admissions. With her grades, she was selected by her first choice of college. The labor camp threatened the fellow practitioner that if she didn't follow their directions, they would void her daughter's college admission. This practitioner wasn't affected. She said, "You don't get to make the decision. Everything follows my master's arrangement." Later, thugs at the labor camp went to the college and asked the educators to kick the daughter out. Upon learning of the situation, the leaders of the college appeared to patronize the labor camp, but afterwards, they told the practitioner's daughter in private not to worry and to focus on her studies. After her daughter graduated, she was referred to a commercial enterprise of the government, and the benefits were excellent. It was a position considered to be a top opportunity by many college graduates. However, her probationary period never seemed to end. Only when the probationary period ended could she become a permanent employee and complete her household registration in her city. Her mother, the practitioner, didn't try to influence the result by using her connections and didn't attempt to bribe any decision makers. She eventually got this issue completely out of her mind. She thought she would trust everything to master. After a year, her daughter's job became permanent. When I compared myself to this practitioner, I asked myself, what do I lack? I am a college graduate, so deep in my heart, I think I'm capable and have some talents. However, oftentimes I am too clever to be wise. Due to my petty cleverness, I am not able to trust everything to master. I have always had some reservations. Whenever I accomplish anything, I always think that it is because of my capabilities. I found that my selfishness runs deeper than this practitioner. I am not truly wise. In fact, those who can trust everything to master are the wisest because master's arrangements are the best. Trusting everything to master means giving up personal preferences, giving up one's own experience and notions, and eventually letting go of self. Isn't this assimilating to the Fa? Isn't this genuine belief? How can people act like this if they don't truly believe? Trusting everything to master is such a simple sentence, but it conveys a firmness and sincerity towards the Fa without reservation.
Thank you for listening to the Minghui Radio podcast. For more information, including news about the persecution of Falun Gong practitioners in China and experience sharing stories by practitioners around the world, please visit our website at en.minghui.org.